We'll talk about that later. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about what kids can do. By the way, love the kids, can do to spread some kindness in our community.
I love it. And there is something really cool happening in Snohomish County right now. And we found out that there is an 11-year-old girl who is behind all of it. And she is joining us right now on the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Natalie. Natalie Hinsey.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. So you are a sixth grader from Gateway Middle School in Everett. Why don't you tell us what you have been doing now that you're not in school?
So I realized that people weren't seeming that positive, so I went around my neighborhood writing positive messages with chalk on people's sidewalks.
That is,
and like giving them small presents and stuff like that.
Okay, so what motivated you to do that? What made you think, okay, let's do some chalk art?
Mostly my choir teacher. She is always so positive, but then I realized I should go bigger than like, so I was like, okay, so first I, decided to put positive quotes on my Google Classroom, and then I decided I should go bigger. So I went out of the neighborhood and started writing positive messages on people's sidewalks with my friends Kai, Nico, Axel, and Lucy.
Oh, way to give them props. Natalie, I learned last week what happens when you only give one person props. So thank you for doing that. Natalie, first of all, you're an amazing young,
yes,
young lady. Amazing. I just want to know, can you give us an example? Tell us a story of what some of your neighbors have been saying to you.
So my neighbors, they are so nice. They're like, they're always saying nice things like, oh, you made my day. That's so cool. Thank you so much. I love that. It's really nice of them.
What are your parents telling you about what's going on?
My parents are telling me, they're like, oh, about the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, everyone's, like, upset and, like, not that positive, so I decided I'd do something to cheer us up.
Natalie, you also wrote a letter to the editor. Tell us about that for the Everett Herald. You wrote a letter, and it was published.
Yeah, there was, like, a thing that all kids could enter and write about something. So I chose writing about positivity so more people could see what we need to be doing.
I wanted to ask you, so you said you've been writing. So tell me what some of your messages have been with your chalk. What kind of messages are you leaving for your neighbors? What are you saying?
Stay positive, be happy, never give up.
That is the voice of Natalie Hinsey. She's an 11-year-old Everett sixth grader that's up there doing great things for the community and neighborhood. Natalie, I want to ask you about, since this whole ordeal has happened and you haven't been in school and things, how have you been feeling personally about not being in school and not being around your friends?
I miss my friends, but I know it's like I know it's the best thing to do, because if we can keep the virus down, it'll probably go away sometime.
So how do you keep in touch with them?
I can call them and I can email them.
Good. And how is homeschooling going for you? What kind of things are you guys doing as far as homeschooling?
It's pretty good. We have this app called Google Classroom, and my teachers just post a lot of stuff for me to do.
Well, I just want to say, Natalie, continue doing great things, and we are here at Cairo Radio so encouraged by what it is that you're doing. And thank you.
And Natalie, I also want you to know one thing. Every day on the show, I do words to live by. And I'm going to use words that you have shared on Google with your classmates. And I think it was also in your letter to the editor. And that's going to be my words for the day, because I am inspired by you.
Thank you.
But keep up the great work. Are you guys going to continue doing your chalk art?
Yes, we are. I think so. Yeah, the rain just washed it away. I'm going to go again today.
That's so awesome. Thank you, Natalie. Keep up the great work. We are really proud of you.
Thank you.
That was Natalie Hinsey doing something that like an 11-year-old inspiring we adults and inspiring the communities. And could you imagine walking outside of your door and there's some chalk with some nice messages, positive messages that have been done by an 11-year-old in your community? It would touch your heart.
Well, and it is, because I actually saw someone on Twitter, not knowing who was doing this, and she posted that, look what someone's doing in my mom's neighborhood. How sweet is this? I mean, I love it. And I want to make another plug for what we are doing with our Letters of Hope project. Mm-hmm. And we launched it on Friday, and every day we get new emails and letters from people who are saying that they're doing it. Now an Eastside Education group has spread the word, so students over there are being encouraged to do it. And again, if you haven't heard about this project, you can text the word letters to 98973, and also go on our G and Ursula Facebook page, and you can see. But people are really taking to it, and it is so inspirational to see how people are coming together.